You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again. What a joy it is to be here with you. You know, it's my goal, it's truly my desire to bring you from week to week tools to truly empower and uplift and indeed to inspire you to be the best that you can be, to help you to take control of your life, to truly understand that everything you are experiencing is because you are creating it. So we want to give you the tools so that you intend and create consciously. That's what this is all about. So if you haven't already downloaded my app, Awakened, I invite you to do so that you can follow wherever you are. And I'm really excited to announce today that I have a new website called Dr. Edvige, that's DREDWIGE.com. On that, you're going to find links to everything I do and just a little bit more about me. So I really invite you to go there today. It's a beautiful site, and I'm just thrilled to have it. Today is an amazing day. We are so blessed to have this person with us. You know, when I was thinking about the title of this show, I came up with how to live an empowered life and how to break free from the matrix. Anthony is an amazing soul. And when I posted this show on Facebook, I got response from people actually through synchronicities that found me that have actually contacted and worked with Anthony. Anthony is a man with an ability to know the truth of another's life. Did you hear that? That's pretty amazing. Regardless of what you say or you do not say, his ability allows him to walk you through your fear of what is in your way, and to really help you to heal. That's pretty amazing. You know, there are so many of us who are on this earth as way showers, and those special beings truly hold the light. And Anthony definitely is that person. And I want to give you his website right now, and it's seeren.me. Anthony, I know you heard that, so I'm going to bring you right in. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me on, Edvige. I really appreciate it. And wow, what a fabulous introduction. Goodness.
I'm good, huh?
Oh, you are such a charmer.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you, though. That is a very kind way to put the experiences and the path that I've walked. It actually makes it feel better.
Okay. Well, you know what? And here's the thing. We know everything's about perception. And, you uh-huh. know, it's so interesting. You and I had an amazing conversation the other night. And, mm-hmm. you know, we recognize that we've chosen these things. And, yeah. you know, that you're taking the rough road and I'm taking the lighter, you know, feminine road.
The soft road with the nice dresses.
Yeah, that's right.
I want a dress. I told you.
I know, huh? Okay. And so, you know, you find your strength through these wonderful connections. And so it's just amazing that we have met up like this. You know, I don't know if you want to share with our audience where you are right now, but you're not in America. And so it's amazing just how all of this happens, you know? Yeah. So just share who Anthony is and how you got here.
Well, I am the living man. I am given life and birth and breath and knowing by creation, as we all are. And I am all there is, all there ever was, and all there ever will be. I am eternal. I am all there is, just as everyone is. Mm-hmm. I'm walking a path chosen, I know, prior to my incarnation into this life. There are many others who are walking a path that is, I would say, synonymous or in sync or within the realms of what it is that I am. And yet and still, each one of us is different because we have different paths to do on the planet. Mm-hmm. I was actually just thinking yesterday while I was walking along the shore here, I am not in America. I am not afraid to let anyone know where I am. I still have my limits in terms of things that I will do, like I will not put my face on Facebook. I do not want the media nanos sucking my energy away. Mm-hmm. Yet, presently I'm in a little place called Livingston, Guatemala, on the Caribbean side. I'm sitting here in a restaurant, fighting off the mosquitoes, looking at the ocean on one side and the jungle on the other. Mm-hmm. It is a poor place, although the tourists here, you know, are always quote unquote middle class, you know who, what kind of tourist from all over the world. The indigenous people are dirt poor. You see them walking through here laden with logs for their fire, strapped to their heads, their children strapped on their backs, an umbrella to keep the sun off of them, working for 20, 30, 40 casales a day, which is not a lot of money. 20 casales, 10 casales is $2.50. So 40 casales is $10. That's not a lot of money. And it's not a lot that one can get. Still, here we are, and the West has encroached upon the land in the most insidious way. You walk along this little strip of beach. There, it is completely littered with plastic. Plastic containers, plastic tops, plastic shoes, plastic toothbrushes, anything plastic is strewn along the beach. It's just hideous. And it's coming up in the water. Plastic bottle caps, plastic oil drums, plastic soda bottles, plastic this. There is no paper. There is no metal. There is no wood. There is only plastic, foam, etc., etc. Anyway, that's where I am. Okay.
You know, and that's interesting. And that right there, just for the audience, let's just stop for a moment. Consciously choose to be present. Mm-hmm. And hear the message that's coming forth. Because wherever you are listening to this, start to pay attention to your actions. And we're talking about something as simple as a plastic bottle. Stop taking your use of these things for granted, because your way of you're disposing of it or just using it is not for the betterment of Mother Earth. Nice. And so start to use reusable glass, right? Find better green ways to do things, because we are impacting the Earth. And it's showing up on shores, impacting these people.
Yeah. Well, also, Edvige, not only are we impacting the Earth, we are impacting our own frequencies this way. Because, see, everything on the Earth is given to us for divine right or as divine right of use. We have that. We can go anywhere, do anything, live our lives, create what we want. And the only thing the Earth asked in return is that we respect her. Mm-hmm. If we can't love her, she at least wants that we give her respect, because she provides everything. Right? And so here we are with divine right of use. And instead of honoring that, we are firstly paying for the use or for the privilege to live on our own planet, while at the same time we are paying for the privilege to actually pollute the planet. All right, so we are caught up in this juxtaposed position where we are consumers first. We don't know that we have the divine right of use, and we don't know that we are disrespecting ourselves by disrespecting the planet, because we are just caught up in being consumers. So it is disempowering to the people as a whole. It does not do any of us any good to disrespect the planet, because we are only disrespecting ourselves.
Wow, absolutely. Anthony, okay. Where do you, and I know you know this, where are we going? We know we hear about the new Earth and that we're on it. We hear about the golden age and we're moving towards it. We hear about ascension and some of us are moving into our higher dimensional selves as we speak.
Yes.
Give me your ideas on that.
I'm actually asking as you asked me that question. I've gone over it so many times. You know, the Earth is a seventh dimensional galactic seed planet. Mm-hmm. I know that she's moving into five, but I have, you know, I don't want to mix apples and oranges with all the other beings on the planet who have incredible information about what's going on. Mm-hmm. We are all looking at it from our guides and from our places in the dimensionality of it, also according to where we came from and how we chose to incarnate. So we are looking at it through many multiple lenses. And the Earth herself being a planet that is capable of bilocation, meaning that she can actually locate in 30 different places at the same time. All right. So as she moves back into her actual energetic field, back into 5D, she may go ahead and move all the way into 7. I can't say for certain. I do know this much, absolutely, that whatever she does, she will provide an earth for each and every one of us to be on. And that means that if our consciousness is not yet ready to move out of this matrix of money, debt, control, and material opulence, then the Earth herself will provide a planet, an offspring, an offshoot, a tentacle, whatever you choose to call it, of herself for those beings to actually continue their lives on. If there are those, and there are many, who are actually ready to move on into the 5D, into the fifth dimensionality, then she will go ahead and create that space. She will give them comfort in what they need and evolve with them. The Earth is going to graduate. She is giving up the locks on her teleportation system, all right? And she is going to move. And in that movement, as we and Mars begin to move closer, more into the light frequency, all the other planets in the solar system are already there. Earth and Mars are the only ones slowly making their way. As she moves into that frequency, we must rise to the occasion. So those who are workers of the light, those who have come into their states of consciousness, who are already living and manifesting in a frequency of fourth dimensionality, who are seeing beyond what they see with their eyes, they are already rising and their place is already being prepared. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. So the earth will leave no one behind. All right. She will do what she can and what she must to protect her children, because we are the cells on her body. We are her children. And she loves each one of us dearly, even though we are pigs. Okay.
Well, speak for yourself.
Okay. All right.
So in this time of uncertainty, because, well, I would say that that's certainly a truth, how do we move through the illusion?
The illusion is based on what we perceive on the picture screen in front of us, what we see out here with our eyes. It's truly simply that this is the end product of what we've created from within. Right? So when we begin to look at this as the illusion, knowing that it is not the soul of what we are, and we go within. When I work with someone about adjusting their state of consciousness, I actually work with them where what we do is we get them to stop throwing thought, all right? Because when you throw thought, what you're doing is you are reaching to grab something that is outside of you, all right? And what's outside of you is this thing that we have been taught to believe, be lie we, or we be lie, to believe that we have to reach and grab and pull and scramper and scrape to have. When in truth, if we stop and center and take our energy and just drop it into our heart and feel the wave cascade out from you like a ripple, then you can touch and create anything that you want to come to you. You are living from your force, from your God force, from your creative power, as opposed to living from that place of disempowerment that keeps you caught in this scheme of money, debt, religion, prejudice, etc., etc., etc. Does that
Oh, absolutely. Make sense? So now, how do you do that? Do you just connect into them energetically, and do you do it for them, or do you help them to empower themselves?
Oh, I only help to empower.
Okay.
I mean, everyone is different. Whatever it is that they're dealing with is always different. Some of them, it may be from childhood, or many, it's from childhood. Mm-hmm. Some had something traumatic happen in their teens or in their 20s. And what happens is we throw up a defensive shield of how we will protect ourselves so that the world will never do that to us again. Mm. All right? Mm-hmm. And that begins to color the life. So everything after that is really steeped in an illusion, because wherever you got stuck, that's the child, the preteen, the young adult, or the adult that is running the life. And often I've had them where the 7-year-old is running a 50-year-old's life and they don't even know it. So what we do is we find where you're stuck. All right. I am able to help you to see that, to see where it occurred, how it happened, what brought it about. Mm-hmm. We walk through it. And once we do that, then I can go in and move it out of the way. I can clear it for you. And in clearing it, it just allows you to go ahead and reset yourself. Then the reset, what happens is, even though I have moved it, you are still given a choice, because all of what you have experienced in that state of being will rise so that you can make the choice, do I want this again or do I not?
Absolutely. All right?
Okay. All right, so you must participate. It is not done for you. You must willingly participate. But trust me, it can be tumultuous. Sometimes I've had them crying for 3 days. I've had them in lying on the couch ill for 3 days. And, mm-hmm. You know, it just depends on what's going on, what has to be moved, and how you are handling it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Pretty amazing. Yeah. Pretty amazing. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Fascinating. You know, and I do energy work, so I get that. You can only do your part, and then, you know, we have to meet. Now,
you have to meet.
Yeah. So, looking at society, and so many are in that scarcity, right? Survival mode. How do we work to unplug while still maintaining those jobs and buying food and buying clothes for us and all that?
Right. Well, you know, Advish, I mean, it can be, or it is to me. I mean, I have gone to an extreme, I would say, because I'm unplugged. I have told
But you've
them
gone to the extreme, Anthony, quite
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, okay. I have. Yeah, okay. I have. I have removed myself. I've told them I know what the game is and I know who I am, and I'll be damned. You cannot force me to live that game. All you can do, the worst you can do to me, is take my life, and you will never own my soul. Now, there are not many who are willing to stand there on that line. The father who's got three kids, he wants them to go to school and have an education and do better than he did. And the wife is demanding, and or the wife is doing all the work and the husband is demanding. Okay. Mm-hmm. But unplugging can be a very simple thing in many ways. It can be something as simple as you're looking at your teenage son who likes to go out and tinker on your car. Well, why do you want to stick him into an educational program that does nothing but dumb him down and does not allow him full self-expression? Why don't you allow him his full self-expression and to a trade school? Right? That is unplugging. That is saying, I'm going to allow myself and my child to be all that he wants, chooses to be. Something as simple as, I don't use Google. Everyone uses Google. It's one of my pet peeves. Google is one of the most insidious companies on the planet, and they are buying up everything and everybody. All right, Google is mapping the DNA of every being on this planet. Now, why are they doing that?
Well, how are they doing that?
Through satellite technology, and through the use of your smartphones and Google on your computer. You know, so Google has little nanotechnology embedded in all of their programming. You are an electromagnetic energy field. They send those little nanites out from their programs as soon as you open it up, and they latch onto your energy field. All right? They are there to eat at your energy field, to deplete it, to throw it out of balance, to pull all kinds of whatever it is that they might be able to pull out of it, as well as they are mapping your DNA so that they will have, once they chip you, they have a set of all of what you are. They know what to do to you, how to manipulate you. I mean, you know, they're going to turn you on and turn you off as they get ready. So this is really as simple as you know, people say, Edvish, well, Google's the best. Well, Google sucks because Google is hurting each and every one of us.
So now,
and until we,
So when you say Google, do you mean when you do a search?
Google search, when you do a Google search, when you use Gmail, when you use Google Earth. Anything, what all of the major search engines, even those that are private, that do not log your history and so on and so forth, they all are tied into Google, because Google is the infinity of search engines on the planet. They are the infinity of most programmings that are free that people use, from Gmail to Google Phone or Google Talk and all of these things, okay? But Google is part of the fascist control system. They are preeminent in it. And they sit there nestled in technology.
moneyed by the banking cartels, and they are here to infringe upon our free will and our energy.
Wow.
And that is the bottom line.
Wow. Let me just give out the telephone number before we continue. If you have any questions or you want to share, please call. We would love to hear from you. That's 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Okay, so Anthony, can we use diodes? Is there something we can do to block that from taking our energy?
Sure. Sure. You know, everyone, the simplest thing that I know of is to carry a piece of rose quartz crystal in your pocket. All right. Or, yes, use diodes on your phone, or put crystals on your TV. Put crystals in your house, clean them in salt water every 30 days or so, or get you an argon generator. I have an incredible friend in Vancouver who makes really beautiful OGs. And you have an OG at home, and it will clear the EM frequencies, those second degree low level frequencies that are so disharmony to the body. Mm-hmm. It will actually clear it. For three houses around you, you get a pyramid or a dome or something, and you sit it right in the middle of your home, you know, and it will clear your house, the house next door on each side, and the area around you. It shields you. It keeps it off of your body.
Wonderful. Yeah, I have a diomid for my home, and it creates a shield 60 yards out.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
absolutely
important. Absolutely. Plus, in addition, I wear a diode on a pendant so that when I'm outside of my home, I'm as well protected. So, yeah. We have to pull back our power.
We have to pull. You know, I wear, I have a friend in Vancouver, OrganGenerators.ca actually is his site. And he's been making these for years. And I wear a pendant and I carry a pocket OG. They're very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And people look at me and they say, why do you wear that all the time? Because I walk in an electromagnetic soup every day. Right? I must be able to keep that frequency out of my body. And I know that I feel the difference if I happen to get up and walk out the door without it around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that is one way to protect yourself. I mean, but simply, we use technology, and whether people know it or not, Edvige, the technology we are using is 60 years behind the technology they are using. And their technology is way behind the technology that their masters are using.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, so let's get over ourselves. Let's get off of automatic, which is where we are. We are on autopilot. So if someone wants to do something, do this. Get up tomorrow, and when you put your feet on the floor, say, today I am coming off of automatic. Right? And as you begin to go through the day, as a thought occurs to you, no matter what it is, I got to go, stop yourself. Take a breath and then have the thought.
Absolutely.
All you're doing is breaking that cycle of being on automatic pilot. And as soon as you do that, you will begin to see just how automatic you are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can begin to do something about that. Does that make
sense
at all?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, I wrote my thesis on reprogramming your subconscious.
Yeah.
So I so get it, because it's so important that if we are to awaken, we must do so consciously. And so
That's
that means
right.
becoming mindful and getting off of autopilot. So it's
That's
such
true.
A vitally important part of the awakening process.
There's another little piece to that that's really simple and I'm absolutely willing to give away. That is, you must tell yourself the
absolute truth.
Yes.
Now, people grow up and they talk about themselves, and as time goes on, they begin to color things in. They get rid of the little parts that they don't like, and they add in a part, and they embellish it so that it's the grander part, and they color it in and make it the color they want it to be. Mm. Well, in reality, in truth, what you're doing is lying to yourself. All right? So someone will say to me, well, how do I go about self-love? Well, in order to have love, you must have truth. Truth is love, and love is truth. Mm. You cannot have one without the other. So if you are lying to yourself in any way, because you can't lie to anyone else, no matter what you say to them, no matter what kind of story you tell them, the only being you ever lie to is yourself. So get up and say, I will this day practice telling myself the absolute truth, not the color of truth, but the truth, just as it happened, whether I liked it or not. Mm. And when you begin to do this, because see, what happens is we are coloring the truth for so long that the self, the being, the spirit within you says, hey, who are you lying to? I'm right here. Well, if you're going to carry on that way, then I'm going to just go over here and sit down and have a little siesta for the next 10 years, 20 years. And when you decide to stop doing that, you wake me up and I might talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Right? Mm.
Okay. And so when you begin to tell yourself the truth, then you begin to wake yourself up. And that's crucial.
That is crucial.
Because therein lies self-love.
Yes. And that's how you love yourself. Tell yourself the truth.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you alluded to shades of lies, you know, and using particular words to color it differently. And that brings me to a really important point that you shared with me the other night about English as a language of spells. I really want to cover that because that's so important that we understand, you know, this language and how to better use it.
Yes. Well, I would refer the audience to Kate of Gaia. Her site is kateofgaia.wordpress.com. She, a few years back, actually is the one who clued me into it. But English is a language of spells. It is a language that was created purposefully of German and French and Latin, and it does not allow you to you think you are expressing a thought and saying one thing when the language in and of itself is expressing another. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they use the language actually to hold you in the matrix. So my favorite example of this, and once you hear this, you begin to look at words yourself and see how they actually break down. And if you break them down, the phonetics of them, the core of them, then you will see they actually have a completely different meaning than what it is that you intend to say. So my favorite is the word believe. Mm-hmm. So living beings, not human beings, because the word human, I cannot find the reference for this, but the word human actually means, the meaning of it is beast or monster without soul or heart.
Wow.
All right. And we run around calling ourselves human beings. We are actually living beings, or we are beings. We are man being or womb being. We are all there is. We are eternal energy. We be is what we are. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So the word English English, which actually is angle man, or as Kate says, angle, you know, meaning off skew or off center or not quite straight. Okay.
All right. All of the things that you don't want to be.
All the things you don't want to be. Okay, once again, the word believe. So if you take the word believe and put hyphens in between, go B-E hyphen L-I-E hyphen V-E, B-L-I-V-E. Well, V-E in German is we, V-V. So I just move the V, we, to the front and go, we be lie. So if you believe it, it's a lie. Now, examine what beliefs are. All right. Beliefs are things that are handed down that have no credible basis in anything that is known as a knowing fact, a living, lawful, not legal, lawful knowing, meaning coming from creation, that we know as absolute truth. It is just some fiction that somebody invented and they handed down from my father to son, from mother to daughter, that this is the way that it's done and that's what I believe and that's what I've been taught. And if you talk to someone and ask them, well, where did you get this? Well, I just know it's right because that's what I believe. I believe it's right and blah, 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 blah. But a belief is just a lie. It is a societal norm of a lie that is passed around and seen as to be creditable enough where everyone takes it as right. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Other words, simple things like a parent is to pay rent. You pay rent to raise your child. All right. But you are a guide, a guardian and a guide. You are not a parent. All right. You are there to guide the child, to guard them, to give them a sense of self, to help bring about a balance and a maturation and growth of a living being. Not pay rent to raise chattel to give to the system as fodder in the military or in school or in the business district of New York or something. Is that reading at all well?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, yes, I understand it fully.
Okay.
Yeah, the power of our words. You know what? I have to ask you before you say more words, what about faith? Because, boy, that's a faith to me seems like one of those words.
Yes. Well, I will say this, Edvish, always trust yourself, all right? Mm-hmm. Because within each and every one of us, there is a knowing. And when we trust ourselves and what we feel, that knowing continues to rise to the surface, all right? And acknowledges the truth. So I have heard many times that faith is something that we must have, that all the great movement of quote-unquote humanity, of biblical times, of this, that, and the other, is all based on faith.
Absolutely.
I personally do not cater to faith. I cater to what I feel. So faith, I can only speak for myself, for my hyphen self, all right? Mm-hmm. That to me, faith is an illusion. It is part of the disempowerment that is presented by the religious factions on the planet, religion, bind again, religion, all right? So that we are constantly being disempowered from our own intuitive knowing, all right? Not belief, our intuitive knowing. This is why they have sought to destroy the indigenous populations all over the planet. Because they cultivate, grow, cultivate. Culture is growth, all right? They cultivate a sense of knowing and connection to the earth and to all there is.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So I think I kind of answered the question.
Oh, yeah, you did. Are there any more key words? Because words like believe, people use all the time. So are there English, you know, we use it all the time. Parent,
yeah, the
we
time.
Use it all the time. So what are some other words that we are in our vocabulary that we really need to pay attention and consciously kick out?
Well, see, actually pay attention is a term that we use all the time. What do we do when we pay attention? Someone walks up to you and what do they say? Pay attention. And what's the first thing you do? You jump, you stop. They have literally commanded you to take your energy.
Wow.
All right. And you just do it. You do it unconsciously. You stop and you turn and you immediately give them your energetic field. All right. So it is simply that if we will listen, if we would slow down, if we would just get off of automatic for a day, then we would begin to peel the layers back. We would begin to be able to see these things as they come at us, Edvige, because we are in an energetic field right now. The planet is rising. Our own energies are rising and cascading and pulsating. You're pulsating. I'm pulsating. The planet's pulsating. And we have access to information, all right, information, all right, that we have never had before. All right. So once again, simple things. You know, it is a thing of a police officer stops you, okay? What is a police officer? A policy enforcement officer, all right? Who are they enforcing policy for? The corporation. So what do they have to do with you? You are the living being. Does that make sense, girl?
It makes sense, however. Excuse me, officer. I'm a living being, and
yes.
I don't recognize the fact that I was, you know, speeding. That's my, or whatever.
No. Now, you know, in many ways, now I will say this, because of your overstanding of the situation, that there are many places on the web where you can find information on how to deal with these kinds of situations. Because actually, it has really come to the forefront in the last 2 years that no driver's license is required in order for you to convey yourself in your personal carriage from point A to point B. All right? You don't need one. A license is for commerce. That means that you are moving passengers, chattel, or you are moving a commodities or product or something of that nature from point A to point B for a profit. As long as you are not doing that, you don't need a driver's license. And if they stop you, the first thing you say to them is, can I help you, officer? Is there an emergency in the area I can help you with? Okay.
And they'll look at you like you're crazy. Okay.
That's right. Which is what you want them to do. In other words, once again, unplugging from the matrix. They are not the ones that have the power. They only have the power because we give it to them. You are the one that has the power. They work for the corporation. Are you a slave to the corporation? Are you a money debt slave? Are you a slave to your job? Are you a slave to anything that is not what you are as a living being? Right. That is a state of consciousness. Right. So I encounter them and I go, pardon me, can I help you? You know,
Simple. Oh, another word. One of the people get stopped, and a police officer wants to read you your rights. And then they say, "Do you understand what it is that I have read to you here?" And what's the first thing people say? "Yes, I do." All right. You have told that officer that you actually stand under his authority by saying that you understand. All right. You've given him authority. Up until that point, when an officer stops you, he has no authority. Not until you give it to him.
Wow.
So once again, we're on automatic. We get stopped. We immediately pull out our wallets. We get defensive. "Oh, God, my God, what did I do? Blah, 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 blah." You idiot. Keep your mouth shut. Crack the window an inch and look at him and say, "Can I help you?" So these, all of these places is where we can hug. Get the information exists. It is the age of the internet.
True. So true. So true.
Okay.
So wear your diode, your rose quartz crystal, and get on the internet and do your searching.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's a site called Walk the Talk. About a brother, by a brother or a gentleman, a man, a living being named Kurt, and a living woman that I know named Cynthia, who assisted me in doing my inter vivos will, wish, and decree. And what he has come to know here recently is what is called manifest destiny and divine proportion. So part of this game, Edvige, that people are so totally unaware of, I mean, many are aware of the birth certificate and the Social Security number and the driver's license, but where did it start? What actually brought that to where they could use that those documents and turn you into chattel? Well, it started with the placenta.
Wow.
The afterbirth.
Mm-hmm.
So your afterbirth was salvaged by the state, and they took the salvaging of your DNA and created a fictitious being, which is the all capital letters name on your birth certificate, okay? And then they tied your living body to you and to it and made you the surety for that fiction. And that is what we live in. That is why we live in this matrix.
Wow.
So there's a... Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah. So there's a lot to grasp, and I don't have it down to nips and tucks and corners folded and all of that. But I have enough. And I will say this much, that the information is present. It is a time when we, all of us living beings, men and women, all right? It is time for us to slow down, take a breath, take a day off, hug your children, laugh with them, play with them, allow them to feel good, get off of automatic, read them a story, throw the TV out the window, all right? And be genuine, connect in a culture, cultivate, growing together. All right. Not, "Hey, here's your meal. Your lunch is on the counter. And I'll see you later. Goodbye. Gotta go. I'm in the car. Hey, John, what's going on? I'll be there in 20 minutes. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, go, blah, blah, blah." You know, it's like, come on.
Exactly. You know, and we have walls around our homes, and we're in this gated community and that gated community, and there's no sense of culture. There's no sense of unity or community.
That's right.
All by design.
The average being on the face of this planet, if you were to get rid of the quote-unquote, what I call used-to-be powers that be,
all right, were you to remove them and leave all of us here on the planet, yeah, we would have scuffles and, you know, we would bloody a nose or two. Well, we wouldn't go to war to take some man's land. We wouldn't go to war and kill somebody's children in order to take the gold out the ground on that side of the earth. We wouldn't do that. So we are not being left to our own devices. We are not being left to our own state of being. This is why they teach you from first breath never to trust your instincts or your intuition. Because if you did, they could not control you.
Absolutely. So how do we begin to trust that inner guidance and that inner voice? How do we start to pull back? We said we unplug, but how do we really start to connect it inward?
Well, once again, it is that simple little place of telling yourself the absolute truth. All right? That may sound like a really simple thing. All right. But, you know, you take someone who has core issues of insecurity. They felt unloved as a child. Mm-hmm. Father never, a little girl. I mean, all girls need their daddies.
Yes.
All right. If there is a girl that did not have her father present as she was growing up, or some man to fulfill that role. All right. There is some element that is missing. All right. So that child grows up. She's in her 30s now, 35. All right. There's nobody on the planet who's an adult before 28. That is another misconception. I'm bouncing now. Okay. Stop telling your 21-year-old they are an adult. It's a lie. It's a misconception. It is disempowering. It puts a weight onto the back of a child, to do and be something that they do not have the capacity to do. All right.
And so why do you say 28?
Well, at 28, the body stops growing. You have your Saturn return into your birth chart. And there is actually a chemical that is released into your system that matures your mind and your muscles and everything else and locks in adulthood. It Wow. does not happen to any being on the planet until 28. Now, mind you, some might get it at 27 and some won't get it till 29. Okay. But you all get it, most 90% get it right around 28, okay? But that's it. 21 is a child. 21 is still a boy or girl. A 20 something is what they are, all right? Because 20 to 21 is a cycle, or actually, yeah, 19 to 21 is a cycle. Mm-hmm. 20 to 21 is a cycle. 21 to 22 is a cycle. 22 to 23 is a cycle. 23 to 24 is a cycle. Each one of those cycles, you are a completely different being every year.
Wow.
Think about it.
A lot of growth going on.
A lot of growth. All right. And you're going to tell somebody they're an adult 21. Are you out of your mind? Can you imagine the traumatic push that has on that child? Consciously or unconsciously, to perform, to make themselves into something that they have not the capacity to do?
That's, again, a part of the matrix, and it's a part That's of the right. false programming. And so we That's have to right. understand the system has been designed for you mm-hmm. to fail. Mm-hmm. The system has mm-hmm. been designed for you to be a slave, for you right. to live in scarcity, for you to be unempowered, right?
That's
for
right.
you to not be in control of your destiny, for you to not
That's
connect
right.
into your higher God self and to be your true God self. That's what the system is all about.
That's right. All right, so for a guide, all right, a mother and a father, to look at their child and ease up on them. They don't have to be something at 18. You know, from 19 to 21, you know, that's right there in the immediate social area. And then from 21 to 24, man, that's about going off and exploring. Every child on the planet between 21 and 24 should be traveling. Every one of them should be seeing the world, finding out what people do and how they think and how they talk and what's over here and what's over there and what's over there and let me smell that and let me eat this. That's what they should be doing.
Explore, yeah. Exploring life, yeah.
That's right. And then you get back, and 24 to 28 is the whole cycle. That is adolescence. That's when you begin to shape and put in all of what you've gotten from all the years before into a concentric order, a way of being that will be what you are as you pass into adulthood, which happens between 28 and 30. Right?
That needs to be a whole new program that you start to teach.
Yes, it would be really great. All right. So this is a place where we can unplug. You know, it's a place where we can begin to see the truth. In other words, see the truth. Stop reading the fiction and believing it to be because it just is.
It's such an important lesson here because this is how we pull back our power. Stop feeding into the illusion. Stop trying to fit in boxes that you have no business being in and start to express your individuality. However, you're still connected to unity consciousness. So start to break free and because, you know, even the children that are being born now, they're all old souls. They get it. So truly allow them to express themselves and be supportive of that expression.
The unity consciousness will only come about as we begin to express ourselves. All right? We must be expressing ourselves because in expressing ourselves, we do express for the whole.
Correct. And what's so important, I think, in that is that truth part. Stop lying to yourself because then you're not truly expressing yourself. And then you're not adding to unity consciousness because you're still stuck in lies. And I think that's why it's so important to unplug, because we're watching television, we watch the news, we see all of these things telling us how we're supposed to be, and we believe it to be how it's supposed to be.
Right. When it has nothing to do with the truth.
Yeah, nothing. Very interesting. So now let me go in another direction. Sun, the shift has happened. Is the sun feeding us? You know, I've heard different takes on the sun about it sending out too much radiation and avoid it. And then I heard others saying that the sun is actually feeding us and helping us to expand, and it's good. So what's your take
the sun
on it?
It always feeds us.
Yes.
You know, go a few days without it in the cold winter weather somewhere and see how it feels. Why do you think everybody, okay. Why do you think they all want to run? Okay. No, the sun, you know, Edvish, the sun is our friend, even though it is Ra, and even though Ra has all these other personas and caveats and misnomers and things attached to him or it or that. Sun is our stargate. It is the major stargate in our solar system. It is where the off-worlders come through, or many of them come through there. There's also the gate on the planet there in near Somalia. At the 11th, it is the 11th gate on the planet, and it is a major gate on our planet. But the sun is a part of all that we are. Our sun has a contract with our earth, and he is going to do what he is here to do for the earth and for us, no matter what. All right? we run out here because we've been sold a bill of goods, and we buy all these white pasty creams and slather them on our skin. I mean, I'm black enough, honey. I don't need to slather anything on. And we slather all this bacon grease on our skin, or at least they do, right? And then they want to sit in the sun and want to know why they get burnt. Well, you're cooking with grease.
Okay.
So how does the sun harm you? I can't think of anything unless you're just too stupid to be out there for too long. Well, that's just silly. Mm-hmm. All right? That is ignorance. It has nothing to do with anything else except your own ignorance, your own willfulness to want to be and get something quickly, fast, and in a hurry, all right, so that you can go and show it off to your friends. Oh, well, where you been, Martha? I just love your color.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's what it's all about. They say, don't look in the sun, girl. I stood this morning at 7 o'clock on the dock here, and the sun was really bright, reflecting off the water, and I could see the sparkles, and I'm looking into the sun, and it was really bright, and I did one eye at a time, you know, until they got good, and then, whoa. And to stand there and feel the sun literally enter your body, I can feel the wave of now from this morning, thinking about it, you know?
Yes,
do
I
that.
Know. I go out in the sun every day, and a few minutes into it, my crown begins to pulsate.
Yes.
And I can feel the energy move into me. It's so powerful.
That's right.
Yeah.
The sun feeds our earth. All right? Our earth feeds us, and the sun feeds us as well. And when we are running our energy, our energetic field, in between the realms of those two mighty beings, those living gods. You know how many living beings it took to make that sun? It took a whole soul group, a whole family group of living beings that collectively decided that they wanted to be a sun.
Wow.
All right. And there they are, shining on us, giving us life. And we're going to sit here, okay? Okay.
Thank you, son. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right. Absolutely. So that's my take on the sun.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. You know, I think I'll have to have you on again because I want to go. It's a good thing. I want to go into soul groups. I want to really go into the nuts and bolts of how man is evolving and what that evolution is, because we really are here becoming masters. This is a school, and we are becoming masters, and we will be creating our own solar systems as our soul groups come together, right? And our oversouls come together. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. We are creator gods. The earth is the creator, the mother of the birthing mother of worlds. And we are the creator gods that will fill them with life.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, we are far more than we have ever thought.
And that, in a nutshell, is why they have dummied down, put chemtrails out there, filled your water with fluoride, done everything in their power to suppress.
That's right.
But
absolutely.
That's okay. And that's, you know, what's so wonderful about it is we don't have to have any emotion attached to that, for we know our truth, and we know that we have been promised to rise up, and we shall. We are in the process of. And so I can love everything and everyone and know that everything is lined up how it's supposed to, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have to think of any of these things going on, these events going on, with anything other than love, knowing that all is in divine order. Do you have a take on the Malaysian plane that disappeared?
No. Actually, that has not been on my radar.
Okay.
It just disappeared. How many beings were on there?
I'm not quite sure. Several hundred. And very interesting. I saw the radar of it. And there was a plane.
And it just...
There was a plane in front of it that kind of moved over to the right and began to hover. So we know it wasn't a plane because it was hovering.
Okay.
And then that plane moved, turned to the right, turned to the left, turned to the right, vanished. And when it vanished, that whatever you want to call it, that was hovering, vanished.
It vanished as well.
Yep.
What I'm getting right now as you asked me that and what's coming in, I'm not getting the whole story. I've only got a few bits and pieces. One, it was not what most are being led to once again believe or to think. That there have been so many things that have been playing havoc in our weather lately. Mm-hmm. So much experimentation, even as far south as the equator itself. And that what took place there was actually man-made program life forms. Whatever happened to that plane, we may never know. It's somewhere in the order. Sort of think of it this way: what they did to the president and his cabinet and his opposition, the Czechoslovakians or the Czechs here 2 or 3 years ago. Where their plane was taken down. We may not find this plane, but it's along the same order of that. Okay, and I don't really like to say man-made. Let's just say that it was done by those that actually have dominion over the planet. Okay?
Understood.
And that includes their minions who are men. It was a test in many ways to see the parameters of something that they are working with. I can't get a bead on it, but they're working with something. They're revving up. They are pushing full force as quickly as possible. All right. So there are many things coming at us right now, and we really, it would behoove us to pay some honest attention.
Exactly. Okay. In other words, like the movie The Wizard of Oz, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You need to start to, open everything up and really start to investigate, because it's an illusion and we have an opportunity to break through it. Yeah, there's lots of interesting things going on. But look with open eyes and still stay centered in one's heart. That's the key, because
they live off of fear. So my mantra to many of the people that I work with is this: your head is for feeling and your heart is for thinking. All right? Because if you use your head for feeling, all right, because we always take the words, the sounds, the smells, and so forth, everything, all our faculties are all censored through our brain, all right? It is the first sensation, the first impulse there, all right? That is the feeling part of you, all right? And the thinking part is where your heart goes. How does it feel? Wherefore does it emanate from you? All right, that is the thought, literally the thought. So I find that is how we really are structured.
Well, and also the heart has 40,000 brain cells. neurotransmitters. Yes. So in the beginning, before the fall, we created and thought from our heart. So it's important that we move back into that space. I'm going to share a story with the audience because, Anthony, I haven't told you this one. It shows how important it is to be centered in the heart. And audience, I apologize because some of you have heard this several times. So I'm apologizing right now. However, it proves the point of the heart.
Don't ever. Never apologize.
Being centered in the heart space, how important it is, because the beings came to me. And so as I was driving, I used to own a wellness center, and I parked in front of my center and got a flat tire. And I let this flat tire bother me because, it messed up with my day. So later on that night, of course, the tire which changed and the day went uneventful and it was just fine. My husband was out of town. He had to go out of town. And so about 4:13 in the morning, which at that time, that was my numbers, it's my birthday. And an outside voice said to me, "Disconnect from an uneven temper." Well, I jumped up because I was the only person in the house, right? I jumped up and I said, "Excuse me, who's there?" And the voice, outside voice, said, "Disconnect from an uneven temper." And so I sat up in bed and I said, "Oh, so you mean how I let this event move me from being centered in my heart?" I gotcha. So I said, "Hold on." I mean, this is really what I was doing. I said, "Hold on." I got up. I ran to the kitchen because back then I didn't have paper and pen on my nightstand because I wasn't expecting all these things. And so I ran and got paper and pencil. I came back to the bedroom. I wrote it down because I said, "Boy, this is not even my vocabulary. I would never have said it this way. Disconnect from an uneven temper." Okay. So I said, "Okay, what else do you have for me?" And they said, "Love is all there is." And so I understood that nothing outside, even though I'm looking at it, nothing is to take me from being centered in my heart. That's where I live, where I breathe, where I have my consciousness, where my awareness is always centered in my heart. And anything that causes you to be outside of that is an illusion.
Absolutely.
It's that important. It's that important that an outside voice came. It's like, "We want your attention because."
That is absolutely true. Absolutely. I agree 100% wholeheartedly.
Thank you. So, it's been quite the ride. Quite the ride.
So you are 4/13, April 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I don't meet anyone on that date. That was my mother's birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, April 13th, 1927.
And I'm April 13th, 1962.
Yeah.
Very powerful birthday because 52 and together in numerology, that's 7. And that's very spiritual, an awakening, spiritual awakening. It's a powerful, powerful birthday for me.
Yeah, it's a powerful date. I still celebrate her birthday. I at least give my offering, I've always loved that day and her birthday for
beautiful
some
day.
Reason.
And I was born on Friday.
Oh, how wonderful. She was too.
I love it. Exactly. Well, because we know there are nothing happens by happenstance. It's everything is so divine and so intentional. And it's like, thank you. I pay attention to those signs. The more we pay attention to the signs, the more we get them. And so people who think they're not open your eyes, be aware, ask for the signs, ask your guides and your guidance to show you, whether it be in a song you hear or whatever, connect, communicate. Very important.
Well, if you make just one small step, Edvish, you know this, that if you make one step, then life will rise and meet you.
Amen.
It always will.
Indeed.
Always.
Indeed.
So just make one step. Anything. Anything. Anything at all. walk in and you don't love the wife anymore, but she's there. And walk in and just say, you know, I really appreciate you. All right. Because without you, it would have really been bad. So thank you. Okay.
Well, and here, and what you're saying is your truth, because you didn't say, you're standing in your truth.
Mm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Important.
Yes. Truth. Very. Yeah. Okay, Anthony, give your website out because you offer services. You help people clear. So share, you know, what services you offer.
Well, as I say, I'm an empathic seer. And it gives me an ability to be able to see the truth, you know, regardless of what you say or do. I don't need your story. You know, I don't need you to tell me the story. I sometimes will have someone and they want to just tell me the whole story about that, not this, not this. Oh, I don't need that. Okay. Just stop. You know, I can go in, or I see right away what it is that's in your way. And if you're ready to deal with it, then I can help. I can assist. So, you know, there are a few testimonials on the site where you can read some of the things I've done. And but it's Seer in Me, SEEREN.ME. And I can be reached either through the site or through email at Anthony@SEERENME or SEEREN.ME. But yes, by all means, if there's someone out there I can assist, by all means, drop me an email and we will see what we can do.
Absolutely. That's the wonderful thing about the internet. We're connected globally. And so it's what you do. You travel, you help people to awaken. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes like with you, as you said, you get to wear the pretty dresses. Okay.
Don't rub it in.
I want a pretty dress.
I'll send you one.
Oh, God.
They're going to look at you a little funny, but that's okay.
Well, they already do that. So I might as well just punch it up a little bit. Okay. Yeah. You know, but I know that wherever I go, I carry what I am.
Absolutely.
And whether most people can never put their finger on what it is they feel or sense when I am around. But there'll always be one somewhere that will just sit down or walk up to me. I had a little boy about 14 walk up to me, or 15 one day, and I was on the bus, and he sat down across from me on the other aisle, and he looked for about a minute and a half, and then he got up and he came walking over and he said, "So tell me, do you know aliens?"
Well, yes, I do. Okay. And they're not called that, but okay.
That's right. Oh, it was incredible. You know, so for a couple of hours, I had this conversation with this little boy, and he was just fascinating. I just loved it. You know, so there are moments like that that make it all well worth it, Advish.
Well, I want you to know what you're doing is important. It matters. And I thank you, because I know the light you add to the world.
Well, I thank you for having me on and giving me this opportunity to speak to people. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
My pleasure. We will speak again real soon.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to call you back after we hang up.
Okay.
So don't go too far.
Okay.
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 Thank you, Ed.
Oh, thank you, Advish.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So there you have it, everyone. Wow, what an amazing, amazing show this has been. Again, I invite you to visit Anthony's website. He's a just remarkable individual. And that website is SEEREN.ME, Serene Me. Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. I'm here to assist you on your journey. So I invite you once again to visit my website, dredvige.com. That's dredwige.com or affirmationsforliving.net. Until next time, wow, what words to live by. Your truth. Start to pull back your power and live your truth, because when you lie, you're only lying to yourself. Till next time, be loved. Take care.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.